Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. Mark, you said to me before the show started you had an email that you really wanted to get to tonight. So I think you should get to it.
I do. This is from Mike. It says, I sure could use your help. A couple of weeks ago, we that I assume he's talking about him and his wife. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, we went to a local Puyallup fair here in Western Washington State. I assume that's a
spell
place.
Spell it. Can you spell it?
P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P.
Oh, yeah, that is a place. Washington?
Yeah. Yeah. As we were walking through the convention center of the fair, we came upon the Republican info booth. There were about four people attending the booth.
Ba-da-da-da!
And after gazing for about 5 minutes, one of the people asked if they could help me. I ever so politely asked why there were no visible Ron Paul posters or info sheets. You would have thought I asked to date their 16-year-old daughter or something. After a good dose of the stink eye, they stated it was a waste of paper and time, but was in the back of the furthest table if I really felt like wasting my time. I went to take as though the rest of the Republicans aren't wasting your time.
Yeah.
They are wasting. Hey, the rest of the Republicans out there really are a waste of time, just so you know. I went to take an info sheet and noticed the hidden box of Ron Paul stickers to wear on my shirt for the rest of my visit. After taking one sticker, they told me, take as many as I like. Even take the whole box.
Yeah, we don't want them here.
While walking around with my wife, I was reading the sheet and noticed Ron Paul was against abortion. Well, for some reason, that put the brakes on him for her. I tried to explain that she shouldn't get off track due to one issue, but that was it for her. We had made a responsible decision to have her have an abortion when she got pregnant, and we were in no way ready, so it really hit home for her. I've tried to tell her all the good about him, and she occasionally listens to FTL when she rides in my car, and normally sparks good debate, and she's about 90% on board. However, I need help in the arena of Ron Paul's stance on abortion.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get through the email, and then we can banter around. I'm not so sure how to approach it, but I'm also sure that this view is more than likely held by many others that could be otherwise on the fence or worse. Yet, like my wife, if this is the one of the first positions she sees, she locks up, wants to hear no more about him. Please help. Love you guys, stepchild. Anyway, I pretty much everybody has that one issue that would lock them up. I don't know why it is abortion for some people, those people generally being women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's this women's right thing out there. I can't
get their body. I can understand.
I understand. But
if there was a law that said I couldn't have a vasectomy, I'd be pretty upset about that.
I don't agree with Ron Paul's position on abortion. He thinks that it should be a state issue as opposed to a national one.
I don't see what's disagreeable about that position.
I agree with the position, and I'm pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice, and I totally support what Ron Paul has to say on that.
I don't like the terminology pro-choice, but I end up falling on that side.
I don't like what I like what Ron Paul has to say because I don't think the federal government should have any say whatsoever on the abortion issue. It should be a state decision, and some states will decide to make it illegal. Some states will decide to leave it legal, and of course, you'll see what will happen is people will leave those states in order to go and live in the states where they feel more comfortable.
Well, here's he basically wants to know how he can talk to his wife, not about the issue itself. He probably understands.
Well, what state are they in?
Washington.
Washington's a very liberal and secular state. They'd probably remain pro-choice even without Roe versus Wade.
Right. Here's the reason. Here's the reason, though, is likely Ron Paul. He should in the Republican primaries. It's probably better to be pro-life than it is to be pro-choice.
Sure.
Whereas once you get to the general, it's probably a little better to be pro-choice than it is to be pro-life. Do you understand?
I see where you're coming from.
So he has a really unique position, one that's the single most marketable position. He can be pro-life and pro-choice for the people who essentially need that. He can, you know, state both sides of his position. He doesn't have to hammer the whole thing home and hope that somebody agrees with it.
Harry Brown, when he was running for office, was pro-life. Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate in 1996, he made it very clear that he thought the idea of an abortion was an awful idea. However, he pointed out that he didn't believe government had any role whatsoever in it. Now, Harry Brown would go so far as to say government shouldn't fund them, nor should government prohibit them. I don't know if Ron Paul has ever gone out on that limb, but he goes part of the way by saying that he doesn't think it's the federal government's business either way. And I say that I think that's a reasonable position for Ron Paul to take, and I like what you're saying. It's sort of in the middle of the road as much as you can be on that issue. If she's upset simply because he personally believes that abortion is wrong, I don't see what you can say to that. I mean, what else can you point out besides the fact that he doesn't want to legislate it at a federal level?
If she wants to vote conservative, with the exception of Giuliani, who on the Republican side is going to be anything but saying we need to overturn Roe versus Wade and pass a federal abortion ban?
Right.
The vast majority of the Republican field is saying we need a federal ban on abortion, and that's not. I mean, as much as you can with still saying I'm pro-life, he's also saying we shouldn't mandate it at a federal level. So I don't know how much further he can go and still be called pro-life.
Right. Likely it wouldn't affect her ability to have another abortion or anybody's, some people's abilities. Likely, if we overturned Roe versus Wade and made it the state's purview, which is what Ron proposes, and I see why it is he proposes that, then likely states like Utah, Alabama,
South Dakota,
some of those places would make it illegal for a woman to have an abortion inside their limits. Then again, if you wanted to get one, you can drive a couple hundred miles to get one.
Yep, exactly.
And it's, I don't know, it doesn't make any, to me, hanging it on this one particular issue is, it's foolish.
I agree with that.
If you were,
people are going to do it.
Right. If you had an otherwise socialist society, but you could have an abortion, is that really what you want?
Madness.
It's crazy.
Right.
I mean,
how politically principled is this woman?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
But she's not terribly politically
principled. Obviously not.
And a lot of women have this as their one hang-up issue. You know, Ron Paul isn't going to, across the board, outlaw abortion. Likely he wouldn't even have the ability to do anything about it at all.
It's unconstitutional. That would be an unconstitutional thing.
Right, but it's been controlled by the Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, our current setup is also unconstitutional, which is a good reason to get rid of that. The Supreme Court really had no constitutional grounds to make the ruling that it did.
I think I can make that argument that, in fact, the Constitution is there to protect life, liberty, and property. That, my friend, is a liberty issue.
Well, actually, it was interesting. I was reading Billions and Billions by Carl Sagan just the other night, and I went over the part. He addresses the abortion issue, approaching it from a scientific principle, but he goes over the historical background of it. And actually, at the time of our founding fathers, abortion was up to the woman. In most states, up until the point that you could actually feel the baby kick, which essentially depended on her own testimony to say, yes, the baby was moving in my womb, and I killed it. So it was basically unenforced. Women could have abortions in 1800. There was no state with a law against it.
How did they get that? How did that happen?
What do you mean?
The abortion?
Abortion has always...
They just stuck knitting needle up there or something?
There are drugs you can take. There are herbal drugs you can take. The Catholic Church didn't excommunicate people for abortion until 1869 either. If you look at the history of abortion, it's actually been much more accepted in Western Judeo-Christian society than people think it is.
Getting back to his question, and that is, how can he persuade his wife to get over this one issue with Ron Paul? I don't know how possible it's going to be, because this is a really emotional issue for a lot of people. But if you can't persuade her with the argument that, well, I mean, what do you think? Is Washington State likely to outlaw abortion anytime soon? If Roe versus Wade were overturned, how likely is it that this act will be outlawed in Washington State? If she thinks it's likely, then she's paranoid and there's no way that you're going to get around it.
Well,
if she doesn't think it's likely, then why shouldn't she vote for Ron Paul? At that point, he should maybe ask her to consider voting for Ron Paul, because she likes 99% of what he says. Vote for him in the primary and then make up your mind later on whether or not you want to vote for him in the general.
That's an excellent idea.
Maybe
vote
take
for the primary
halfway.
and then wait for the general. And the fact is, it's not the president's purview. The president doesn't decide whether or not abortion is legal or illegal in the United States.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's as relevant as, you know, a local candidate for office having a position on the war in Iraq. It doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant to that particular office. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones here, talk about the fiscally responsible men in Washington in a moment. But first, let's talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian. Guys, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, just so happens I'm watching the rebroadcast of the debates today because I missed it. But I did watch the post-debate interviews that were on justin.tv/Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing, Ian. It was just amazing. They had so many reporters going up to Ron Paul, asking him all sorts of questions. You've had a lot of people coming up to him, asking so many questions. And this was live streaming video feed they had on the internet, and it was just amazing. I mean, Ron was asking them, addressing the issues, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the war in Iraq, you know, just about a lot of the issues that as I understand it, were pretty much covered on the during the debates earlier today at 4.
Yeah, I heard that Ron gets just swamped when he gets done with any of these debates, just gets swamped with people that come up to him on the stage. The recent debate, they had
Absolutely.
To kick him off the stage because there were so many people crowding around asking him those same sorts of questions you're talking about.
Yeah, well, remember, this is in my home state in Dearborn, where they had this live event, mm-hmm. and it was just amazing. So many people were there. Even Chris Matthews on MSNBC, when he was doing his Hardball show, he was going, well, you know, it's great that Rudy Giuliani, he actually did it for everybody here. And I'm thinking, those clowns don't know exactly what they're talking about. Ron Paul basically knocked them over, and it was just amazing.
I heard he only had two questions asked of him, and then the only other times he got to speak was maybe once or twice. I heard it was really just only a handful of opportunities for him. You're saying he made the most of them?
Well, no. I mean, I'm just saying that out of the answers that he gave, I mean, even though he was asked a few questions, he did a great job. The other
Good.
Candidates, they were just, you know, going on and on about, Giuliani was great,
yeah, just salivating and falling and fawning all over them.
Yeah,
sure.
They were fawning all over the big candidates like Tancredo, Romney, McCain.
Have you heard Have you heard the new Romney ad? I've heard it on the radio recently. It claims that he's a real tax spendthrift. He signed the no new taxes pledge.
Yeah. I heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I'm not really surprised.
He's so clever.
By a long shot.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate the update, dude. And 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Have you heard? One, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. Well, wasn't he governor when they instituted socialized medicine there?
Yeah,
he's a liar.
Yeah, that was his plan.
He's a particularly slimy person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mitt Romney is a very blatant flip-flopper on many, many important issues.
Right. See, he signs the No New Taxes pledge and then proceeds to instigate new fees on people. See, it's all about the wordplay. It's all about what you call these things, apparently. Because he did raise the fees in Massachusetts while he was in control, but
mandatory fees,
right? Taxes didn't go up.
Yeah, mandatory fees. There was I got a speeding ticket in Massachusetts. There was a fee for the ticket. They gave me a fee for giving me a $200 ticket, $50 fee. So it ended up being $200. Why not just call it a $250 ticket?
Right. The feds do that stuff, too. The feds gave a couple of the activists here in New Hampshire tickets, $100 tickets. There was a $20 processing fee on top of the $100.
Why don't they just give a $120 ticket?
Well, I don't know. They just love tacking on more taxes. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Tony. Tony, listening in Michigan on WAAM. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's on your
Coming
mind, Tony?
In from Ann Arbor, just leaving the Ron Paul rally in the University of Michigan.
Ah, excellent. Fantastic. Congratulations, by the way. You're our first caller from that radio station, WAAM.
Oh, really?
One of our newest stations, as a matter of fact, yes.
Nice, nice.
So how'd it go?
Yeah.
Give us the scoop.
Oh, it was fantastic. I'll tell you, I'm 36 years old. I'm a veteran. I'm a student. I'm a worker. I'm a son. I'm a brother. And I've been waiting my whole life for someone to tell me the things that that man said.
You know what? That's
freedom,
what
freedom, freedom.
Yeah, you know, I felt the same way when I heard him speak as a politician. I'm on a libertarian talk show 6 nights a week for the last 5 years. I've heard all this stuff before. But hearing it come from a politician at the front of a room, it felt different.
Yeah, it was amazing. One of the things he said was, I'm not running for office to tell you or to tell you what I am going to do. I'm running to tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to run your life. I'm not going to spy on you. I'm going to get the government out of your life. And that's a beautiful thing to me.
You know, I love what you said because it totally validates one of the theories that I've held for a long time, and that is there are a lot of people out there like you, Tony. You are part of the silent majority, as I like to call them, the people in America that have been so fed up with the Republicans and the Democrats and the status quo of ever-increasing government that you don't, most people, you know, most people in your position, they don't bother voting. I mean, do you vote every 4 years, or are you somebody that just really hadn't bothered up until recently?
I've voted ever since I was 18.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that I think have that same mentality of, I've always been waiting for someone to present this message. It's just it hasn't been presented. I mean, were you excited about the candidates you voted for before, or was it just sort of, lesser of two evils, I'm doing it out of obligation sort of feeling?
No, I don't believe in that philosophy. I've never voted for the lesser of two evils. I didn't care what party they belonged to. I voted for who I thought would do the right thing. Voting for the lesser of two evils is selling yourself out. It's doing the wrong thing by yourself, your family, and your country.
So who have you voted for in the past, then?
Pardon me?
So who have you been able to vote for in the past if you're not voting for lessers of two evils?
I voted for libertarian candidates.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. Okay.
That's all I need here.
So have I. And it's nice voting for people that actually are espousing your belief system because you don't feel guilty when you leave the voting booth. You know, it's not your fault what goes on. You voted for the libertarian, or in this case, Ron Paul.
Right. And if everybody did it, then, you know, there would be a much fairer campaign.
Absolutely. Glad you're out there, Tony. Do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah, let me give you the first numbers on the turnout since I'm the first caller from the rally.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to guesstimate that when you're standing in the middle of the crowd, but I've been to a lot of big events. I'd say it was somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000.
That's significant. It's Ron Paul has been proving that he can pull bigger crowds than any of those other candidates can, any of them. And that's just more.
People were cheering his name. They were going crazy over it.
They just keep getting bigger. And, Tony, we're glad you're out there listening. Catch us every single night of the week out there on WAAM. We'd love to hear from you again, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. That is what I have been saying for a long time. There are people in America that have been waiting for a candidate like Ron Paul. The Libertarian Party has been giving them for the last 30 years. It's just they haven't gotten any attention. So the critical difference here is that Ron Paul is actually perceived as a much more viable candidate, and he's saying pretty much the same things that Harry Brown and the Michael Badnarks and the other Libertarian candidates have said, and that's exciting a lot of people. 800-259-9231, the Drunken Sailors in Washington. We'll check in with them next.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Does your mattress... Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Our number is 800-259-9231. We'll go to D.C. here in a moment, but first, we'll talk to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Yes, for the first time in my life, I actually donated to a presidential candidate to help him win, hopefully.
Wow, first time ever, I presume it's Ron Paul. Okay,
there's the first one for me, too.
I never donated before, and this time I says, you know what, I think this is a good idea. The second thing people should know about Ron Paul, and then I'll talk about the other thing I was going to think of. Ron Paul's been married for over 50 years to the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
He has 5 children, 18 grandchildren, and he's delivered over 4,000 babies because he's an OBGYN, a doctor. So obviously he loves children, he loves babies, and he loves life. And
well, he's having sex, too. I mean, that's a lot of kids. Nothing
yeah,
wrong with that.
Part of it. But here's the one thing, how morally bankrupt America is. That,
okay.
You know that Vic guy from the football player who everybody wants to throw this guy in prison for having
Michael
dog
Vick.
Fights?
Yeah.
Michael Vick, yeah. Everybody's screaming bloody murder. Oh, throw that man in prison. But yet, you have 1.5 to 2 million abortions of unborn children every year. So they think a dog is more important than a human life. It's just really, I don't
understand. So are you somebody that wants to throw mothers in prison cells, Eddie? Is that, would that describe you?
I don't want to throw anybody in prison, but, I think life is a beautiful thing, and people should get morals and realize that a child is a beautiful thing to have. I have 3 children.
Is it immoral, in your opinion, for a couple who is maybe early on in their life together, maybe in their early 20s, and they've decided they don't want to have a kid until they're ready to have a kid, and an accident happens? Is it immoral to abort in that particular case?
Well, I just think the murder of a child is just so grotesque. I just can't imagine doing it.
More importantly, than what
the fetus, not a child, by the way.
A fetus is a Latin word for unborn child. So, it just shows the ignorance that people see. You say fetus, well, it actually means unborn child. So if you want to just take that word and act like it's nothing, you're like saying something you don't realize what you're saying.
It's a parasite, in my opinion.
Eddie, do not listen to my partner, Eddie. He is a madman. He is completely out of control. He has gotten a vasectomy, and he hates children. Okay?
I mean, that's not true.
Really?
It's not true. I don't hate kids.
Well, where are the kids?
Well, I don't have kids.
When was the last time you've been near a kid?
Just because I don't have... William is the young son, the president of
NH3.com.
So it's
been weeks. So you studiously avoid the company of children. There you go. That's my proof. Eddie, here's my question to you. I've got to talk to Eddie here. Excuse me. Wait. I've got a question for Eddie. Here's my question. Now, I am against abortions. I think they're a bad idea. But I also think that locking up doctors that are trying to serve their customers, save lives, locking up women who want abortions because they're going to want them. We know that's the case. That's the only means that the government has for preventing abortions. I don't know how you would do it otherwise, other than just getting out there and putting together a bunch of adoption agencies that would motivate young women who are pregnant that don't want to keep the child to give it up. And, there's all kinds of kids out there right now that are in foster homes that are, unloved. And my question always is to somebody who wants to legislate abortion. I don't know what you'd want to do, Eddie. I haven't asked you that yet. My question is, how many adopted children do you have?
I don't have any adopted children.
Right. So now, what would be your solution for handling the abortion issue?
Well, the first thing is, you don't act like it's something like it's no big deal just having an abortion. So women run around saying, instead of going on the pill, well, I'll just get an abortion, which is makes no sense.
Every time we talk about it on this show, I make it clear what my position is. My position is I am anti-abortion.
There are not women that are just saying, oh, I'll just get an abortion. It's
absolutely
cheaper to be on the pill.
Absolutely. There are women that are use abortions as birth control.
Well, yeah, the kid's not born either way. If you use birth control, the kid's not going to be conceived, therefore not born. I mean, the real issue is either it's a human life or it's not. And personally, I think there's a gray area in there.
I would agree with you.
I think that at some point, a minute before birth, yes, this child's indistinguishable from a minute after birth. But there is a gray area in there, and I think we have to look at this like rational people. Like what you were pointing out, we're screaming for the blood of this guy who killed a dog, which isn't too normal. People usually don't care about killing animals. It's not life that we care about protecting. It's human life. So there is a point where I think most reasonable people would say, especially when the child can be born, eighth and ninth month of pregnancy, a lot of reasonable people will say, that's a baby.
And I think most doctors would never perform that abortion. I mean,
only 1% of abortions in America are considered late-term third trimester abortions. And when you talk about a ban on late-term abortions, it's meaningless. They would not affect the statistics really very much at all.
I agree with you, Nick. There is a huge gray area with this issue, and it's a gray area that's never going to be resolved. ever. No matter how many talk show hosts get on the air and talk about it, no matter how many laws are passed, no matter how much discussion there is, how many debates there are, no one is ever going to come to a consensus on when life begins. It's just not going to happen. Eddie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
I got a question for Eddie.
Oh,
you still there,
Ben? He may be there. I don't know.
Eddie?
Yeah, he's gone.
Eddie's gone.
All right.
See, now,
he'll be
back
sometime.
I had an abortion situation today.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
This is sort of an announcement, so gather around your radio, everybody. My wife and I are pregnant. And
what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean? You are not pregnant, sir. You are not bearing a child right now. You don't have to deal with the mood swings. You don't have to deal with the cravings. You don't have to deal with the throwing up in the morning. What are you talking about? You're pregnant.
Nick, do you see what I mean? He hates children.
I see what he means, but I also find that term kind of strange.
What, we are pregnant?
It is strange. It is kind of strange when we say we are pregnant.
Yeah.
My wife's pregnant.
It's very
inaccurate. Going through something here, people.
I know, but you're not pregnant.
The things are different in my house. There's a raving mad woman.
It's okay to say there is a pregnant woman in my home or my wife is pregnant, but you can't say you're pregnant, Mark. Sorry.
I didn't say I'm pregnant. I said we are pregnant.
However, yeah, you'd like to say.
So you're collectively pregnant? Is that the case?
Well, the two of us, there is a pregnancy amongst the two of us, yes.
And by the way, I don't hate kids. I volunteered at a church camp when I was younger, working with kids.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for? How old were you?
I was a teenager.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's swell.
Anyway, just so you know.
So,
nothing against kids.
One thing they offer, they want to do this little sonogram to see whether the child has Down syndrome and all kinds of genetic defects and that kind of thing. And, you know, my wife wanted to get this sonogram. She's a little older, so she's 39, and so she was elevated risk. And they wanted to poke around in there, and we found out today that it's a little boy that we're going to have.
Oh, little Mark Jr.
It was going to be one of the two.
You wanted
right?
a girl, though, didn't you?
I would have preferred to have had a girl. That would have been my preference, but I'm sure that I'll grow to, you know, not even care.
That's good.
But yeah, in the future, we probably won't have a child. We'll adopt if we're going to have any more. But either way, they offer the option of, you know, looking in there and seeing whether, you know, you've got Downs, and if they do have Downs, getting an abortion. Now, I can't say I'm for that. I don't know exactly how Laura would have reacted if...
I'm totally for that. Why would you want to bring someone into the world that is not going to be at full capacity? If you can avoid bringing someone into a life like that, I think that's humane, personally.
I would agree with you that there's no... I don't have any problem with it. I just... You know, that's personally where I'm coming from. Whereas I don't have a problem with somebody getting an abortion when you're talking about a child that's, you know, genetically got a difficulty and they're never going to live, you know, the full normal life.
Mm-hmm. I guess, Nick, you fall on the...
I would fall on that side, yeah. I think a lot of times cruelty is mistaken for kindness, especially when we bring children like that into the world or when we extend life in a way that...
It's an unnecessary burden.
It extends a very unnatural existence.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, We can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for you if you make a call now at 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. Then we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get involved, get on the list, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. The idea is a simple one. If you like the show and you want to help us get on more stations, that's what the amp dollars are going to do. They're helping us promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. I don't think there's ever been another liberty-oriented show like ours in the history of radio, certainly not one that has grown as far and as fast as we have in the short amount of time that we've been syndicated nationwide, and it's all thanks to our amplifiers. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program, learn about the perks you get, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum, and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Nick, take us to Washington, D.C., and tell us what those crazy guys have been up to.
Well, they've agreed to, the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday has approved an $850 billion increase in U.S. borrowing authority. That will bring the grand total up to $9.815 trillion with a T dollars. In order to avoid default as the government nears its credit limit. The previous credit limit was $8.965 trillion.
Right, but so they get to set their own credit limits. They just have to vote on it.
Yeah, it's basically like if you had a credit card that you maxed out and you just asked for them to up your limit by $2,000. Apparently the government...
And you have no intention of actually paying it back.
No, I mean, this will supposedly last us, from what the pundits have been saying, until the new president takes office in 2009. So we're getting a little over a year out of almost $1 trillion.
Oh, now. My.
I mean, that's how fast they're borrowing these days. And if we go to war in Iran or engage in some other program like universal health care, that will accelerate. And this would be the third largest debt increase in U.S. history, but it's only the third largest. So it's up there, but it's not breaking new ground or anything.
Well, they're breaking new ground in that it's the highest ever, right?
Right. This is the highest total debt ceiling we've ever hit. Third largest increase. So, yep, over almost $10 trillion now just in government debt.
Right. Isn't it great? They can just keep on. I mean, it's not quite like a credit card, because if you aren't paying your credit card bills back and you're generally being awful with your credit card, the credit card company might just say no to increasing the credit limit. There's a chance that they could say no. There's no chance government's going to tell itself no. Well, what are you talking about? We need to stop here. In fact, we need to turn this around. These fools are going to keep increasing this limit until everything comes to a grinding halt.
Right. I don't know of anyone besides Ron Paul who's ever stopped, voted to stop these things. I mean, maybe some of the more fiscally conservative members of Congress have, but there's just not enough of them.
What happened to these small government Republicans? You think that they would be screaming bloody murder if they actually had any semblance of principle remaining?
They're big government pork belly Republicans. Right. They lied to us.
Yep, every one of them. Well, except Ron Paul. So is that the story, Rick?
That's pretty much the story. I mean, we're getting about a year for $850 billion. And
what a deal.
That's just what we owe right now, or what we're going to owe at the end of, by 2009. That's debt. But we also have bills we've promised to pay, like Social
Security. Unfunded liabilities,
yeah,
right?
Those add up to about...
$50 trillion, I've heard.
$55 trillion in unfunded liabilities. So we're going bankrupt.
800-259-9231. Mark is telling me we have a call, but I don't know about it.
We do. It's Bill from Ohio.
Okay, then. Bill, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Hello, Bill?
Ron Paul for our president. Sounds like really too good to be true. That generally anything that seems too good to be true really is.
So what are you suggesting?
Oh, well, I'm suggesting we go clear back to cutting a cherry tree down, or cut the cherry tree down and starting all over again.
How exactly would you go about that?
Buddy, I don't have the slightest idea.
No, okay. Then in the meantime, all we've really got is Ron Paul candidacy.
Hope, right. But we must realize all of these politicians are going to 99.9% of memory. We're going to tell you whatever you want to hear.
Oh, I believe you on that. And I think Ron Paul, to some extent, does a little bit of pandering. But I think Ron Paul is that 0.1% that you're talking about, sir. I mean, if you look at his voting record,
I hope so.
He really is too good to be true. He really is the real deal. I mean, his voting record is very, very principled and very constitutional.
Then you know what's going to happen, don't you? He's not going to make it there at all. He'd be killed off or bought off one way or the other.
That's what
but
some people suggested.
At least all we've got to do is all we've got is a hope. And I'm with that, too.
I hope you're wrong about that part, about the killing.
I sure am, too, but I doubt it. I really do.
All right, man. Thanks for the call,
anyways,
Bill.
Okay, thank you.
We appreciate it.
I understand how he feels. The government's broken beyond repair, and that, any truly great politician is going to, run up against some insurmountable odds. But that kind of attitude doesn't pay me. It doesn't do any. It doesn't give me any hope for the future. Why in the world am I even? Why don't I go out and
shoot yourself?
Not shoot myself. Go out and shoot some politicians. I mean, that's really where that ends. It ends where I get angry and I start honing my hunting knife, and I'm going to go down to Washington D.C. and hunt me some politicians. It's a very defeatist attitude, and it doesn't go anywhere. And, the fact is that hope does work. I'm sure there was some guy sitting there in colonial America saying, oh, you guys, all you're going to do is get hung from the highest tree, you and your silly revolution.
Sure.
I don't know if Ron Paul's going to win or not, but I have hope that he will, and I believe that he will, and I'm going to work. And I'm going to work for the campaign like he will. Tomorrow, I'm going out and passing out campaign literature on the streets of Keene. Does that sound like something I would do, Ian?
No, never. You don't leave your house for that sort of thing.
I don't like it. I would.
And
I'm
you
actually
leave your house to go out and eat.
I'm kind of a shy person when it comes to situations like that. I don't want to do that. But I'm going to go out and hand out campaign literature to people on the streets of Keene because I believe in Ron Paul.
It is that attitude that you're espousing right now, Mark, that is going to give more people hope, that's going to spread the message of freedom and liberty, and give us the shot the chance at actually cutting this government down to size. If you don't have a positive attitude like that, then please stay home and don't infect anybody else with your negativity. 800-259-9231. One of the other things I wanted to touch on here in a moment was a quick email. I don't know if we're going to have time for it, but on the whole, the positive attitude, negative attitude, these people like these defeatists, the people that believe that, well, the New World Order is in control of everything and they're going to kill Ron Paul if he gets too popular. Well, why haven't they bumped him off now?
He didn't suggest that.
He didn't suggest it was the New World Order, but he did suggest that someone would kill him if he got too popular. Mm-hmm. Why don't they do it now? I mean, he's spreading his ideas right now. Right now, people are getting excited. People like the gentleman called Tony from Ann Arbor said that he'd been waiting his whole life for a candidate like this. People are getting energized like they've never been energized before. Why not cut that off early? Why even give him the opportunity to make it to the primaries? Well, it's because there's not really a grand arching, overarching conspiracy out there. That's just...
Sure that there's people out there conspiring to take over the world and all that other stuff, but I'm sure that there's competing entities that want to take over the world, lots of them, lots of different people. What are we going to do about that?
I think Ron Paul is the only chance. I think he is the chance for the federal government to be reined in our lifetimes and drastically downsized. Because if Ron Paul is elected in 2008, then that you want to talk about sending a message? For the first time ever, Washington, D.C. would really have been sent a message. Every single one of those representatives, both Democrats and Republican, would know that if they didn't go along with helping reduce the size of government, that their terms are about to be done as far as 2010 is concerned, that they're probably going to be ejected from office because all of America voted for a libertarian as the presidency. That would send such a huge message and would make such a big difference. Now, if Ron Paul doesn't get elected in 2008, I think the only chance at that point is secession, the Free State Project, something, some sort of outside of the Beltway solution, something that doesn't involve changing Washington, D.C., something that involves people on a local level just ignoring Washington, D.C., a city government or state government cutting all ties with Washington, D.C., maybe not actual secession, but financial secession, where a state government says, you know what, we don't want your highway money, we don't want your drug money, we don't want your Homeland Security money, whatever, fill in the blank, whatever federal money is being handed down. Nope, don't want any of it. Don't want any of your mandates anymore. We're done with you. I think that's the direction it needs to go in if the Ron Paul thing doesn't work out. What do you think?
I have my own line in the sand as far as the whole secession thing goes. Basically, if the Ron Paul thing doesn't work out, maybe he's inspired a lot of people, so maybe we won't, you know, it'll be down the road that we'll be able to fix Washington. But I'll lean towards secession when universal health care comes about.
I think that's talking about secession is about as profitable as talking about the lizard people.
We are done. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And I think it's very important to talk about secession. And that's why we're going to keep doing it.
Oh, Free I know we are.
See you tomorrow night.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Help.